Real Deal 610 on BCTV is supported by Berks Community Action Program.
Are you? Hopefully your New Year's and your Christmas was definitely a blessed one. I am your guest, Salita Simmons. I am the host of the show, and this is The Real Deal 610, and we are making self better a reality. Today, I am so incredibly excited. We have two wonderful, wonderful, predominant women that are very active in the community. They got a lot going on, and this show today is based on an opportunity and resources available through these young ladies. So I'm gonna go ahead and let them introduce yourself. You know I don't introduce people, so I'm gonna let them introduce themselves to you and then we'll get started.
Happy New Year, everyone. I am the Honorable Tanya A. Butler. I am a magisterial district judge here in Reading. My district is 23309, which is in the northeast section of Reading. Happy to be here. Thank you for inviting us.
Absolutely.
Good evening, Happy New Year, everyone. I'm the Honorable Carissa L. Johnson, Magisterial District Judge located on the southeast of Reading, District Number 23102. Again, thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Thank you for allowing us to speak on this opportunity we have coming up.
Absolutely, so we're gonna get right into it. One of the biggest things we got going on in Reading is recidivism. We have a big problem with recidivism, and there's many reasons why. We can go all day with stating the reasons why, but the fact is it's an issue. And I love, absolutely love the fact that you two women have taken the initiative to really bring the opportunity to people that want to take it. Because we hear so many complaints every day. I can't because of this, and I can't because of that, and I can't. But you are actually taking a step to say, all right, we hear you, and this is what we're going to put in place. So why don't you give us a little bit of idea of what is happening January 11th, which I'm so excited about, that you two presented along with Senator Judy Schwenk and I'm sure a couple other people for the community.
Okay, I will begin. We are having a Second Chances Expungement and Pardon Clinic. The clinic will be on January 12th from 5:30 to 8:30. It is going to be at the Doubletree at 700 Penn Street here in Reading. As you said, Senator Schwenk, the Berks County Bar Association, Berks Connections Pretrial Services, and MidPen are partnering with us to pull off this event. This is something that Judge Johnson and I have wanted to do for years. COVID, of course, just like everything, got into the way. But our first opportunity to be able to have it, we, you know, jumped right in. Other communities are having expungement and pardon clinics. In Montgomery County, they have it. In Delaware County, they have it. Senator Schwenk had one a few years back, and we just wanted to bring it back because we know our community needs it.
Judge Johnson, how important is this to you? How does this resonate with you in actually being able to create this opportunity and execute this opportunity to the community?
It's extremely important, and we're honored to be able to be a part and to host such a wonderful event. Like you said, recidivism is a huge thing. And what people don't realize is that this event will be very beneficial for the individuals that are going to attend, but also for our community. Because people don't realize that when you have already paid your debt to society and you still have these charges that pop up, like when you're applying for jobs, so it could hinder you from really applying for a job. It can hinder you from applying for loans, which I didn't even realize. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it stops people from being able to apply for FAFSA so that they can continue their education and do something different. And all of that directly affects recidivism, because if people don't have the opportunity to work or to better themselves, what do you think they're going to go back to doing? Mm-hmm. They're going to go back to doing what they know. And of course, you know, unfortunately, that's crime. Yeah. So this truly benefits not only, like I said, the individuals, but our community as a whole. We have to look at the big picture in regards to
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely. As a nonprofit, one of the services we offer is returning citizens. And I can't tell you how many times we get clients that come in and say, listen, I've had this charge 10 years ago, and I'm already defined. So in one sense, I get released, and I'm given all these instructions to be a good citizen in the community, but every time I attempt to do that, I keep getting pushed back in the dirt, and nobody even asks, what is your actual charge? It's, oh, you got a charge, and that's it. I've even had clients that they start working, they know their whole record, and within 2 weeks they get fired because of their record. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they need money, and yes, they need to have the basic things, but we're forgetting what it does to their mental health capacity. At the end of the day, you can only tell people so many times that you're not worth it and you can't because of a mistake before they say, that's what it is, and continue on what they've been doing. It's like apple and oranges, it just makes sense. And like you said, it's a benefit to the entire community. Mm-hmm. If we want to stop the gun violence, if we want to stop the robberies, if we want to stop all the different drug activity and stuff, we have to present something. You can't take things away from people and say, okay, figure it out, right, and then be upset with what they come up with, especially pertaining to our youth.
Right.
We have so many youth that are losing their lives because this is what they see. This is the norm. This is generational norm for them, their grandfather, their father. So, I mean, it's almost automatic. Not only do Judge Butler and Judge Johnson have that opportunity, but I am just like so soaked on the fact that they also have an opportunity that they offer to our young adults. And I'm gonna let Judge Johnson explain a little bit more about that. We even have some kids that we have signed up for, but it's phenomenal. And I highly encourage family members, other organizations, businesses, if you know a friend that knows a friend, talk, render this information because it will benefit the shadowing
yes.
opportunity you guys present.
So we also offer a shadowing program. At this point, we, like you said, we are directing it to, of course, our youth. And a part of the reason why we wanted to start this initiative was I remember for myself, you know, being a graduate of Reading High, proud Red Knight. You know, being from Reading and Reading High, period, you know, people look at you like weird, like when you, you know, say, oh, I graduated from Reading High. So we wanted to showcase and let the kids know that, you know, you can be and do anything that you want to do and to be. And so this gives an opportunity for people to truly see, like, is this something I really want to do? Do I want to be an attorney? Mm-hmm. Do I want to be a judge? They also interact with the sheriffs that, who are there, the police officers who are there. So, you know, they get to see these people in a different light. Because like you said, they usually see that area of the system through a negative lens. Mm-hmm. So to be able to shine a positive lens on that and on those professions is truly something that we're honored to be able to do and to provide for our youth. And also we wanted to make sure that we're educating the youth also on the system. So if you're not really interested in the criminal justice system or entering as a career within that area, we want to make sure that, you know, people and kids know, like, how the process works and what that looks like. So it's also an educational piece as well.
It's an absolutely phenomenal opportunity. And I love the fact that you are allowing our young adults to come up with their own opinion. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, this era today is totally different than I know when I was growing up. And I'm sure when you guys were growing up, we didn't look for respect from adults. You know, it was, okay, when I give it, I give it. And if they give it back, they give it back. Now we're in a generation where they absolutely demanded right away, right? And their opinions are so loud that it's acting out in different ways. So user providing an outlet for kids to be able not only to see, you know, have an opinion about for themselves what's going on, but be heard. And ask questions instead of hearing from an uncle or an aunt that had bad experience, because we all have them, but actually get the opportunity to get a fair chance on rendering their opinion with how the system goes. And then they can get an idea, too, that if you try it, if you want to, and this is what can happen, they get to feel it and see it. And a lot of kids these days, they got to see it to believe it. You can tell them a million times, but they still want to see it. We have a lot of children right now, and I would say younger kids that so desperately need, and this is why it was so important for me to hear you say honorable judges. As black women, it is very hard to be in a room full of other people. And use women stand in that room proudly, and you are heard, and you speak, and you fight. And we have a lot of young black women, young black girls, that need to see that. So you are honorable because you put in the energy that it takes. You're not just a judge that sits there and renders out, you know, tickets or whatever. You take initiative, and that needs to be honorable. That needs to be honored. In order for you to continue doing what you're doing, everybody needs affirmation. It keeps the flame going. You know what I mean? You do it because you love it, and you don't look for a hand clap. But in the same aspect, we need to recognize that you are bringing something we didn't have. And we also need to recognize that just by you doing that, even if they don't go and shadow with you, even if they just see this show, I can. Wow. They're from Reading. It's not a TV star. It's not somebody. They're right here in my home, and I have somebody to look up to and be proud and say, they're from Reading and I can do it too. They went to Reading High and I can do it too. So it's very important for me to make sure that when anybody's around me in my circle, that's how they approach you, because it's very honorable. It's so easy not to care, and we have so many people that don't care. So let's get into a couple more other things that you guys got going on, because you have more than that. Either which one of you guys?
Well, one thing, in addition to our shadowing opportunity, we also provide an internship opportunity.
Okay.
And that is not just within our magisterial district court system. We send students to the other departments within the criminal justice system.
Okay.
So they start at the police, because a crime gets committed. Police look for a suspect, they identify that suspect, and then they're brought to the sheriff's. Or they can be released. But so what we do is we send the students to the police. We send the students to the sheriff's office. They're already within the magisterial district court system. We send them, and within the police is the local police as well as the state police. But then we also send them to the different departments in the Court of Common Pleas. We send them to the judge, the Court of Common Pleas judges. We send them to the clerk of courts. We send them to Berks Connections Pretrial Services to learn about bail and the different things that they are a part of. We are also sending them to probation. We're sending them to the prison. They get to see the entire criminal justice system and how each office works within that criminal justice system. And we also provide a scholarship.
Wow.
Last year was our first year, and we're doing it again this year, in which we're offering to a Reading School District student a scholarship. We ended up giving, us with a partner, ended up giving one student $2,500 last year to go to school.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was great. And so that's something that for all the parents that are watching, the students who are watching, that scholar, you all should have received your scholarship packet from Reading School District, and that packet is going to be due this month. So make sure your students, make sure you as students are looking out for that packet and completing that packet and turning it in. And we're blessed with the opportunity to be able to do these type of outreaches for students in our community. The internship is for the Reading School District. However, the scholarship is for the Reading School District. However, the shadowing program as well as the internship opportunity are for all students in Reading School District or any other school district. So I just want to
pretty much whoever's willing to take the opportunity to use or accommodate.
Yes.
I know with being able to present that opportunity, there's an opportunity for younger adults to also trust you, because you got a relatable face. So then they can trust you. So if there's something going on, because you know we have babies, again, I keep bringing so much awareness to this because I'm a mother of three. You know, I have a 17-year-old that goes to Reading High. I have a 13-year-old that goes to Central, and then my youngest one. But the biggest thing that I hear when I go into the school and I speak to the kids is the lack of trust. I don't feel like I can trust. I don't feel safe to tell. I don't feel safe to talk about. But given this opportunity, because it's an intimate opportunity, it's not like you get a whole classroom with you guys. I know for us, it's three at a time. I've seen three. But you still get that opportunity for a kid to be able to get personal with you and be able to trust you and have a long-lasting relationship. I know that's one of the things the kids really these days have a problem with, short-term relationships. So before anything, when they meet a person in our position, nonprofit, you know, what you do regardless, their first ideology is you're only here for a moment, so I'm not even going to give you nothing. And we all know that without trust, there's no process. And without attractiveness, there's none either. So the fact that, you know, they can look at you guys and say, okay, I might be able to try this out and then take it from there is phenomenal. It's absolutely phenomenal. And we are definitely honored to be at the pardon. We will definitely be at the pardon expungement event. We'll have a table there. The Real Deal 610 will have a table there with our services that we offer just to support, if anything, Honorable Judge Johnson and Honorable Judge Butler initiative with this, because this is so needed. Again, I highly encourage people, if you can take advantage of this opportunity, and even if you can't, just coming and asking questions for later dates. You know, maybe you owe restitution or whatever the case may be, you can ask questions so that you can start preparing for a future expungement event. What are some of the requirements that they should know ahead of time coming?
Really quickly, I just wanted to, if you're looking at, for the scholarship, I just wanted to make sure that you know what it's called. It's actually the Honorable William Hall Scholarship. So for the students and parents who are looking for it, it's actually not named after us. That's what it's named after. We wanted to name the scholarship after the first African-American Magistrate District Judge, Judge Hall. He was an amazing, amazing person. Extremely extraordinary within the community and without. And so I just wanted to piggyback on that really quickly. I apologize. But some of the things that are needed are for the expungement clinic is please register. We constantly hear people saying that they're coming. However, currently we only have like 35 people registered. However, if I go with the numbers that I hear of how many people are coming, we're probably at 100. It's extremely important for you to register. It allows us to make sure that we have enough attorneys there to service people, because this expungement clinic is not just information. And yes, we're going to be offering a lot of information. We're going to have some great people there who can answer questions about the process and what happens. But we're also going to have attorneys there to help you do the work to actually start the process of expungements and pardons. So this allows us to have make sure that we have enough attorneys, and it also allows us to prepare. So if you register, we're able to kind of look at your history or your charges ahead of time to be able to give that information to the attorney. So please, please, please register. That's number one. I'll let Judge Butler talk a little bit more about some of the other requirements.
Okay, so I see the flyer that is showing. It's actually the initial flyer that we did. We updated that flyer. And so it's the same type of information, but just to clarify, Berks County convictions are required for expungements only. You must live in Berks County. That is expungements only. So if you live in Florida, but you have a Berks County conviction and you need a pardon, you can attend. And in fact, I had a gentleman email me, and I forwarded his information to Berks Connection Pretrial Services so that they could reach out to him, because he was saying, you know, obviously he can't come to Berks County just for that event. Also, you cannot be on probation or parole currently. When you talk about, and you cannot have current criminal charges. When we talk about restitution and court fines, restitution has to be paid in full. However, if you are not finished paying on your court fines, that is okay, because for the pardon, it's going to take a couple of years. Pardons don't happen overnight. And so what they do is they allow you to go ahead and apply with the understanding that you will pay your court fines over time.
Yeah, I'm glad you clarified that, because I didn't even know that part, because we have some people that are going to be coming too.
But also I want to say, just as she said, if you're currently on probation or parole or anything like that, still come. As Salita said, if you're not eligible now, you will be one day. So please make sure that you're showing up and you're coming. We're hoping to be able to do this again one day, but we're not sure. So while we have great people in the room who are able to answer these questions, any questions that you have regarding expungements and pardons, please come. You'll get to learn the process for when you are eligible, where to go to, how to do it, what your steps are. So even if you don't qualify right now, please come in and get the information. Also, we will be having different resource agencies there to kind of help you with that as well. The Real Deal will be there. We have a number of other resource tables that are going to be there to help in any other way that you may need.
Absolutely. And at the end of the show, we will be having both judges' informations posted up, so you'll be able to get their information. So if you weren't able to catch everything that we talked about today, or you still have some more questions, all you have to do is contact one of them, hopefully via email, because they're busy women and they always got something going on. So reach out to them, email. Any questions is a good enough question. I know sometimes people don't ask as many questions because they think that might be a stupid question, but listen, this is about your life. You are your best product, so you have to invest. Can't nobody judge you and say that's a stupid question, because it's your question. So let there not be anything that's going to alleviate you being able to get any type of information. And information is power. again, like Judge Johnson said, if you cannot actively do this now, that does not mean anything. You don't know who you can bump into in that room. You don't know what you can have benefiting you for the long run later on in your journey, but you have to show up. You have to show up and put in that work that is necessary in order to get the results that you're looking for. Other than that, is there any other things that you guys got coming up that we can talk about, that we can give the public, or that you just want the public to know about?
You want to go first?
The rental assistance program. So both of our courts, we actually participate in the rental assistance program, which means that we have an advocate present at our courts during times of landlord tenants, and it kind of operates as a win-win, where we have the advocate there who can of course help the tenant and also the landlord with mediating the situation by providing funds, meaning paying for the rent. So that way it's a win for the landlord because they're of course getting paid as they should, but then it also is a win for the tenant because of course they're now not going to be kicked out of their home. So we're fortunate to offer that program within both of our courts.
Do you guys have anything, because I'm seeing this happen so much. I had like so many different people come into the office where they were able to get some assistance for their rent, right? The Berks Coalition, whole year, 18 months, and now they're at $4,000. Backed up. So is there any type of requirements that our community has to uphold? And I think that is so necessary, because I think it's kind of like, I'm giving you something for the moment. What's that going to do for you later on? Is there any type of stipulations that you guys have in play or that you require if you give these services out to the community? Because a lot of them, sometimes it is just for the moment, but they still need to be able to do the next month and the next month and the next month. Or any suggestions that you give them? How do you go about just doing that?
Yeah, fortunately and unfortunately, when the federal government gave out the money for rental assistance to the local agencies, they did not put any type of parameters, like you must do budget counseling with this money. I know in the beginning when we first started having the rental assistance, the Wyatt Mitzen Foundation actually reached out and said that we will help up to 10 tenants with budget counseling. They were willing to do it online, also in person. And unfortunately, no one took advantage of that. But that type of thing would have helped the person who got the 18 months worth of rental assistance and now is behind on his or her rent. It quite possibly could have helped. What we suggest, I know in my court, is to reach out to other local agencies, whether it be City of Reading Human Relations. Sometimes BCAP is able to help tenants. Salvation Army is sometimes able to help tenants. Catholic Charities has helped tenants.
The Department of Welfare.
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To reach out to say, okay, I've become behind on my rent again, please help. Different scenarios, you know, different people, everybody has their own situation as to how they end up back in this place again. But that is something that I say it's a good thing, but then also a bad thing. People needed money right away, so it was a good thing that the federal government gave out that money. However, it would have been nice to have that option of...
Because like you said, unfortunately, I mean, we don't get to pick and choose how somebody receives the service. And there are a lot of different situations that cause for it to happen again.
Right.
I'm a firm believer in longevity. And I tell people all the time, if I give you something, you got to give me something back in return. We got to help each other out in this aspect. You know what I mean? So, and it doesn't even have to be in my benefit. That means you're going to look for a job. If I give you clothes, you're going to go look for a job. And I think that's a big problem that we had to get caught up with COVID. You know, a lot of people got complacent and got comfortable, but we have women like you and other community partners that are out in the community and they're trying to provide other resources and opportunities to just get in where they fit in.
Yeah.
Get in where they fit in. Again, we're going to be airing the flyers. If there is any questions, and it doesn't just have to be pertaining to the event that's happening January 11th, It can be, because I pretty much know these women, so if you come to them and say, listen, I have a question about something, reach out. You have community members out here that actually care and want to see you benefit and be as great as possible, but you have to take that initiative. We will have their information aired at the end. I want to thank you guys so much. I so appreciate you guys coming, taking the time out at this time of the night to come in and let the people know exactly what it is that you do. Please keep doing what you do. We need you more than you know. And again, thank you guys for tuning in and checking us out. This is The Real Deal. And don't ever forget, we are making self better than a reality. Have a blessed day.
Real Deal 610 on BCTV is supported by Berks Community Action Program.